the fifth and final myth is, and it's, I think it's kind of the bumper sticker of all prayer myths. Prayer changes things. Why is this a myth? Doesn't prayer change things?
Well, God changes things. Again, prayer itself should not be made into something it's not. Prayer should not be made into an idol. But God, responding to prayer, certainly does change things. In the Lord's Prayer alone, for example, we are praying these remarkable things. We're praying against unbelief in the first petition. We're praying against the fettering of God's word. We're praying for God's will to be done, which means we're praying against the will of the devil and all of his tricks and schemes. And so as God answers that prayer, he is going to be doing things, which involves a change in this world. The problem here, it seems to me, that the simple bumper sticker style statement, prayer changes things, doesn't cover everything that we should be talking about. We should be concerned, perhaps first and foremost of all, about how God changes us.
What kind of changes with regard to that?
Well, again, think about the Lord's Prayer. We pray that God's Word and Spirit dwell in us, that his will be done in us, that we forgive others as we ourselves have been forgiven, that we preserved it, that we be preserved in the faith until the end. A prayer, especially the Lord's Prayer, I say again, is an important skip step into the Christian life. Remember what I said a moment ago. Learning to pray means learning to mean what this prayer says.
All right. Someone's going to also talk about, and this goes along with myth number five, someone's going to talk about the power of prayer. It's a very common thing, and Christians are often adjured to believe in the power of prayer. Is it really just the same myth under a different guise?
I think so. Prayer itself doesn't have the power. Our words don't have the power. God, who has loved us in Christ, who has forgiven us all our sins, who is not going to withhold from us any good thing now, and who commands us to pray and promises to hear us, he's the one who's going to, in his power, effect great things. As someone once said, and it's really true, it's the prayers of Christians that govern the world. It's Christians praying that, you know, God's will be done, praying according to the Lord's Prayer, praying on the basis of what God has revealed to us in Scripture, that sort of keeps things going. Now, again, you have to understand, God's the one who's doing this behind everything, but God doesn't want to do it in such a way that he simply does it. He wants his people to pray that daily bread be presented and that forgiveness be given, etc., etc.
So let's summarize the value of prayer.
I think you can say overall that prayer is such a blessing, but not in the way that we typically will make it out to be, because we make it out to be our lifeline with God. It's not. The lifeline we have with God is his word, and his word as it comes to us united with visible elements in baptism and the Lord's Supper. God does not need our prayers to accomplish his will, but as I said a moment ago, he has chosen to involve us. He wants us to pray. He wants to use our prayers. So that means prayer is not just some sort of psychological trick that we play on ourselves to help ourselves adjust to whatever is out there. When we pray, we have the ear of our Heavenly Father. That is the maker of heaven and earth, the one who gives good things in the name of Jesus, our brother and savior.
One last question, and this might be a myth in and of itself, but with only about 30 seconds here before we need to wrap it up, because I do want to talk about what next time we'll bring as well.
Uh-huh.
Someone's going to say, we've talked about the Lord's Prayer quite a bit, but it's more spiritual to make up your own prayer.
I don't think it's more spiritual. There's nothing that would prohibit us from making up our own prayer. Absolutely nothing that would keep us from telling God what is on our hearts and minds. But again, God has given us models for prayer, and God told us the things that he wants us to be concerned about. The Lord's Prayer is therefore a terrific sort of training ground for faith.